Israeli hostages have returned after 2 years of captivity. No yellow ribbon anymore. Phase two of the peace agreement is being negotiated. Hamas is required to disarm for it. However, they have not been doing it so far. They actually came out and killed some other Palestinians. President Trump, upon hearing it, threatened to go in and kill Hamas. So much for the peace agreement. Israeli Knesset has also initiated an annexation bill for Judea and Samaria. Messianic World Update begins now. Shalom, everyone. I'm Monty Judah with Lion of Lamb Ministries. Welcome to Messianic World Update. Today's date, Friday, October 17th of the year 2025. Here's the news for the week. It's been 2 years since it started, but finally, 20 live hostages have returned to Israel, being released by Gaza as a result of the Trump peace plan. They returned amidst joyous celebration. It's almost like people coming back from their own personal Holocaust. These people were living in dungeons, digging their own graves, being tortured, starved to death, and finally life has been given back to them. Still waiting for the dead hostages to be returned. Initially, four were returned. However, one of them was a Gazan and wasn't even one of the Israeli hostages. He was returned. And so at this point, they've brought back several of the bodies, but still 19 of them are still remaining to be returned. This is part of the first part of the peace agreement, that the hostages would be returned. Hamas is complaining that they can't find the bodies because of all the destruction that's taken place in Gaza. Israel has some intel, and they pass that on to the mediators, saying this is where some of those bodies are at. So they've gone back to Hamas and said bodies are in these different locations. You need to return them. Again, 19 of them still remain in Gaza, waiting for them to return. Hamas is essentially playing games with this. There's no reason why they can't go in and get them. Now, they're complaining that certain Hamas commanders, that were in charge of those particular hostages, knew where they were buried. They've died. They were killed by the IDF. Buildings were bombed, and there's debris. They're complaining that they need equipment, heavy equipment, from Qatar to come in and be able to remove debris so they can get the bodies back out. Israel's very cautious about that. They could be using that to help rebuild Hamas, so they don't want any of that to happen. At the same time the hostages were being released, the IDF did withdraw to what is called the Yellow Line. That's a line on a map that was used in the negotiations, and so they pulled back to essentially where Israel is only controlling about 53% of the Gaza. The interior parts are now open for the Palestinians. Hamas decided to, after the IDF withdrew, to come out onto the streets with their weapons to promote the fact that they're still in charge for the Palestinians. There was another faction of Palestinians that was dealing with Hamas. They got rounded up by the Hamas operatives, taken out into the street and publicly shot and executed to demonstrate that they're in charge of what's going on in Gaza. Well, obviously, this is not in line with what the peace agreement was. And President Trump, when he heard about this report, said that's got to stop. That's not part of the peace agreement, obviously. Israel was also told that they had to open the Rafah crossing down into Egypt. They did not do it immediately because of what they saw, how Hamas came out in the street violently. But they've now since opened it a little bit, and about half of the aid trucks have entered into Gaza that were promised also at the start of the ceasefire. Trump is telling everybody and operating like peace has come to the Middle East. In fact, he was kind of boasting the other day about all the wars he stopped and all the things he said has done successfully as president. He made mention that this is a problem that's been going on for 3,000 years, and somehow he stepped in and solved it. he has not solved the problem in the Middle East that's been going on for 3,000 years. And I can assure you that he has not brought peace to Gaza. Hamas has only agreed to what is referred to by the Muslim world as a hudna. A hudna is a temporary partial ceasefire so they can rearm, rebuild, so they can attack in some future time. Arabs and Muslims don't make peace with infidels, and they're certainly not making peace with the president or with Israel. Phase two of the negotiations have begun as a part of the peace plan. They require Hamas to disarm. The question is, who's going to go in and disarm Hamas? Originally, the plan was that some civil authority, Palestinians, would begin to take responsibility and oversight for Gaza. They have no ability to go in and force Hamas to do any such thing. Hamas wants to hang on to their weapons for their own defense and to assert themselves. They never have really truly agreed to it. The first phase agreement didn't require them to disarm. That's part of the negotiation. The second phase, so good luck on that negotiation. And the only entity over there that could possibly disarm them would be, of course, Israel. But Israel is in this ceasefire peace agreement. So who in the world is going to do it? The U.S.? Well, that subject came up. The president promptly said, no, we will not send U.S. troops in to do that. All of the other Arab nations have also said, we will not send people into Gaza until Hamas is disarmed. So there you have it, a very interesting point in phase two negotiations. Seem to be at a stalemate already. Meanwhile, in the rest of the Middle East, Israel is still striking Hezbollah targets in Lebanon, Houthi targets down in Yemen, and the U.S. is asking Lebanon to dismantle Hezbollah, but that's still another problem as well. Lebanon doesn't want to get into that much of a shooting war with them, so they're only looking to contain Hezbollah. Israel, in the meantime, is having to go out and take out Hezbollah units and their weapons factories and storage facilities and so forth. So that still is an ongoing activity going on in the Middle East. But everybody's walking around saying, hey, we got some kind of peace or ceasefire or some kind of ceasefire that's going on. There is no peace. However, there's kind of a lull in the action at the moment until the next things begin to happen on the part of the enemy. When Trump was asked about Hamas actions and so forth, as I said to you, he immediately said, oh, well, if they don't stop, we'll have to go kill them. And then suddenly somebody asked, well, who's going to go do that? And he suddenly realized that out of his mouth, he's violating his own peace agreement he was talking about, and he can't have Israel do it because he's insisting that Israel keep the peace agreement that he put together. The Knesset is now back in session after the summer delay. Last summer, there was a non-binding resolution that passed with a clear majority in the Knesset calling for the annexation of Judea and Samaria. We are paying very close attention to that because that's the end of the two-state solution problem. And that means that Israel would gain sovereign control over East Jerusalem and the Temple Mount. Now, the bill has immediately been initiated. However, in recent days, Trump made the statement, absolutely not. He does not support annexation of Judea and Samaria. Initially, we thought the reason why he said that was he didn't want anything to disturb the peace agreement he was putting together with Hamas. That was true. But also Qatar and Turkey and Egypt, they are not in favor of Israel annexing those lands. And so he's trying to curry their favor and maintain their favor. And so Trump has now basically laid down the law and said you can't annex that area. Benjamin Netanyahu probably is going to follow with what Trump says. He needs Trump's support. Trump has been a great aid to Israel in the war, needs to maintain that relationship. So what's going to happen with this bill in the Knesset? It's probably not really going to come up for a vote. It will be delayed. It will be, and Benjamin Netanyahu is the only one that can really move it through the Knesset. If he wants to reschedule for vote, he can do it, and essentially just pigeonholes the thing in the Knesset, despite the majority of the Knesset wanting to see this pass. Many in Israel believe that it's now the time to annex Judea and Samaria because of what has taken place in the war of the last 2 years, that now's the time to seize control of it and change the Middle East, change the nature of what's going on in the land in Israel, and the people want it. The latest polls show that Likud, the political party for Benjamin Netanyahu, is even stronger than they were before. If they held elections again, they would win even more seats in the Knesset, not enough to take the full majority, but they're even stronger than they are now. So Netanyahu is in a strong position and probably will continue to follow Trump's lead in whatever Trump wants to do in the Middle East. The only question that we really have for President Trump, and while I applaud all of his efforts to help Israel, this is one where he is kind of overstepping his position. And why does he have the right to tell Israel what to do with the people of Israel in the land of Israel? I understand about helping with the enemies, but what gives him the right to interfere with internally with what's going on in the land of Israel? Consider this for the moment. God has clearly said that in these days, Israel will have that land, that the mountains of Israel, Judea and Samaria, will be returned to Israel, and Israel will live on those lands securely and safely, which means that Israel's going to get control of those lands eventually, just like the other parts of Israel that Israel has. I'm reminded of an example of a man standing on a set of railroad tracks. His back is to an approaching train, and he's yelling out defiantly that he's not going to permit the train to enter into the next station. However, I don't think that man has the wherewithal or the capability to stop that approaching train, and I would liken God's word, here comes the train. President Trump is standing on those railroad tracks, cannot stop that from happening. So we're going to watch and see how God turns the hearts of men, see what happens to President Trump, because I think he's going to have to reverse those words eventually. That's what we continue to watch as Israel moves toward gaining control over all of Israel and hopefully the Temple Mount. We need to continue to pray for all that's going on in Israel. I can assure you that right now there's great grief and sorrow, jubilation about the live hostages coming home, but they're having to bury many of their dead, and there's still more dead hostages coming home. So there's funeral after funeral after funeral taking place in the land. This is a time of great sadness in Israel. It's also a time in which there isn't really peace over there. We just have to be careful as to what the next steps are. Continue to pray for us and this ministry as we continue to get the word out to people. Please like, subscribe, and comment on our YouTube channel. It helps us. And if you'd like to watch our programs without commercials, well, you can go and sign up for a free account at lionandlamb.tv. And there you'll find a whole library of many teachings about all the subjects we talk about here and teachings of the scriptures and the Torah that I think you'll find fascinating and interesting. All of our weekly programs are available on podcast, so you can listen wherever you go. You can get a sign up for a free subscription to the Yavo magazine we publish each month, and that we can get it either in hard copy or in digital format to your computer. Follow us on all of your social media platforms. Until then, thank you for viewing this program. Thank you for your financial and prayer support. And I hope that you all had a great set of holidays. We're back from the Feast of Tabernacles. A little tired, but we had a wonderful time. Thank you, Lord. Shabbat Shalom to all of you.